Okay, hello Mr. Mirza, thank you so much for this great topic. I heard your voice and it was very great, and I want to add a little more about the importance of history. You know, as you mentioned as well, the history is very important because it can show our past, our civilization, and where are we come from, okay? It shows us that where are we coming from and what's our past, what our ancestors have had and have said, and you know, we can learn a lot from them, and especially their mistakes. You know, there are a lot of craps in history, like wars and something like that, but they're not very useful. But insofar as you know, mistakes and you know, the rulers and something like that are concerned, yeah, we can learn them how they, you know, how they improve their country, like Kurosh. You know, I love Kurosh, great Kurosh. And on the contrary, we can see how some kings ruined their country and their people by very serious mistakes. And we can learn from them, especially our rulers, but unfortunately I think they don't pay more attention to our history, and you know, sometimes they belittle the past history, you know, the kingdom history of ourselves before Islam. Yeah, there are a lot of reasons that we have read history to an extent, but to an extent, for example, we don't have to read a lot of technical things about history, a lot of books, and very, very deeply. We can just very briefly read. There is one book that I heard and read that was very great, and I will put his name below, and its link, you know, The History of the World by Ernest Gombrich. Okay, it was very short but very, very great book about history that, you know, reviews the whole history from the past, very, very past, until nowadays, until the modern history. Very good, you know, a lot of countries, about the whole world, not just Islam, not just Iran, not just Europe, all of them. I highly recommend reading this book, and I think it's enough. But we have to, this is another reason and another point. We have to be careful to change the content. You know, they say that the victors and the triumphant governments write the history, and as we know, they're not, you know, neutral, and they're, you know, they have discrimination and something like that. They are objective. In fact, sorry, they're not objective. They have political interests, and yeah, we have to be careful that not read their books. For example, the textbooks that they have written for our student. No, there are a lot of lies within these books. We have to have researchers by ourselves, real researchers and real research, and we have to research by ourselves, not just, you know, digesting something that some government, some lies and brainwashing that some government have written for us. No, no, we have to be so careful. Yeah, that's it. The history is very important. You mentioned a lot of good reasons, and I think that's enough. Yeah, even in the Islamic texts like Quran, we see that, for example, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, for example, they say that, why are you not traveling around the world and see the people in the past and their, you know, destiny and what happened to them, and yeah, and learn from them. Yeah, that's it. The history is very important, but not there is no need to read history very deeply and a lot of books, and yeah, but yeah, that's it. History is very important. Thank you so much for this topic. I hope it was helpful for you, my words, my sentence, and my opinion. Yeah, and have a good night and goodbye for now.